three economists gathered data on the contributions made by foreign students. The team was led by Keith Maskus, professor of economics at the University of Colorado in Boulder.
My interest was peaked quite a long time ago, after September 11th, 2001. One of the reactions to that was that the United States decided for a period of about 2 or 3 years to make it much more difficult for students from particular regions of the world to enter the United States and study graduate programs, especially in science and engineering.
He says at the time, many in Washington and at universities warned that policy would hinder scientific development and innovation.
And I thought, well, that's very interesting, but do we really know if that's true?
So Maskus, along with Ahmed Musfiq Mubarak of Yale and Eric Stewen of the University of Idaho, gathered data, a lot of data.
So what we did is got very detailed individual-level data on quite a large number of students, over 750,000 students, in fact, who had come to get PhDs in the 100 top science and engineering universities in the United States from the late 1970s till the late 1990s. And we had information about where they came from, what their visa status was, what area they wrote their dissertations in, and of course at which university.
The research indicated that diversity, a mix of American and foreign students, can make a difference in productivity and efficiency.
It seems to have something to do with the fact that networks and laboratory science is really a function of how the graduate students and the postdoctoral students and everyone else can specialize in some element of science.
Maskus says to get a U.S. visa, students must demonstrate that either they or their family has enough money to pay for a substantial portion of their education. That's even if the student's education is paid for by a scholarship. He says the current philosophy is, you're welcome to come and study in the U.S., but when you're done, you have to go home.
We think that particular need to demonstrate this kind of income-based ability to come to the United States is a little bit short-sighted.
He says another change should be made regarding permanent residence, or green cards.
If you look at policy in other major importing countries like Western Europe, Canada, Australia, these countries have gone down the road of dramatically increasing the access of what we call green cards, they call permanent residence, to international students who do get PhDs in science, technology, and engineering fields.
Maskus and his colleagues say it would help the U.S. compete in the world if doctoral students had an easier time getting green cards. They say currently, if those students want to remain in the U.S., they must find a local employer who'll work on their behalf to get a temporary visa.
That does have the effect, we're convinced, of pushing too many of these innovative people back outside the borders of the United States.
In their article in the journal Science, the authors say any innovation and economic growth gains would far outweigh any diminished job prospects for American workers. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.